exercise change?
That's a big question. I think there's a bit of a debate going on in my head at the moment anyway, about living in the present moment versus setting goals. Setting goals is living in the future, you see. And if you read Eckhart Tolle's book, you know, The Power of Now and The New Earth and those sorts of books, he talks a lot about living in the present moment, or living in the now, the power of now. And, I've thought long and hard about this. Where I'm at the moment, I don't know if there's ever any right or wrong answer. In fact, I don't believe there's right or wrong. It's just what is. But where I'm at the moment is I think that humans are driven to improve themselves. You know, it's part of our psyche, part of our self-esteem building, that we like to set goals for ourselves and make improvements, make changes, learn stuff, build stuff, accumulate stuff. And and get fit, you know, it's another, or stay fit, or, you know, tick off mountains and goals and races. So I think it's important that we do set goals, but don't dwell on them in the future. And living in the present moment means enjoying what you're doing at the moment too. And that, I extend that out to say, you know, people leaping into something without knowing or making much of a plan is okay to a degree, because they're following, they're interested in what they're passionate about. And I think that's important when you want to make change and when you want to set goals, and especially around fitness, is it needs to be enjoyable. So so first up, I think it's okay to launch off into something, and if you're finding you're enjoying it, then set some goals. I mean, there's no right or wrong here. Some people like to set a goal and then go and do it, and then they enjoy it, you know. So there's all sorts of right answers here. If you're launching off into something, well, let me go back another step then in that regard. I like to be the observer of my thoughts now and then, you know, instead of just being totally like an animal or, you know, a dog, you know, they're always in the present moment, always just, let's go do this, let's go for a run. You know, we can do that. This is what you're talking about here, is, you know, someone launches off into something without thinking much about it. That's like an animal approach. But humans have the ability to stop and observe and think about this and put a gap in between stimulus and response. So going out and doing something you're passionate about is cool. Just observe, you know, sit back and meditate, if you like, at the end of the day. Oh, what was that about, you know, and say, well, actually, I enjoy that. Shall I, you know, measure it a bit more by setting some goals around it, putting some time trial courses or something, or, you know, or a game or a race or challenges to compare with later on. So, yeah. If you find it's, you know, you're not into it, you've got to understand that things go through phases, you know, cyclic. You know, winning coast to coast involves some hard work. You know, got to go and do some training, and sometimes that's painful, but the pain is pure, you know, because I know what it's for, and I have an extremely exciting goal, and that goal is represented by really exciting pictures, and I have in my mind of finishing with the crowd cheering, and, you know, and really exciting things I'm saying to myself about, yeah, I knew you can, you know, stuff like that, and all people congratulating, good on you, mate, you know, that sort of stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of science on this. I've studied neuro-linguistic programming quite a bit. I teach it, and they've studied a lot about what do successful people do in their heads, where it's different to people that aren't successful in their goals, you know, which is exactly what we're talking about here. And there's quite a bit of research on it, which, you know, would take me a couple of hours to explain. But one of the significant things we notice is how do you represent your goal in your head, you know, we talk to ourselves, you know, how do you talk to yourself about your goal? How do you talk to yourself while you're training for that goal? Is it encouraging things you're saying, or is it, oh, you stupid idiot, you know, why aren't you going faster, you know? That sort of self-talk is, you know, is critical. Whether it's, if it's positive, you're more likely to achieve your goal by, you know, a huge margin. The pictures you create, if they're big, bright, colourful, focused, as if you're in the front row of the picture theatre, pictures of you doing your goal, achieving your goal, on the way to your goal, training for your goal, those sorts of pictures, and, you know, you want those pictures want to be probably of yourself, I guess. Not necessarily, there's no right or wrong there either, but you want to have an exciting look on your face, and you want to have the emotions attached to it, that's right, you want to feel excited about it. So we've shown that if, you know, you're having a bit of a bad week or a bad day, you can actually change it by doing a bit of this, you know, zoom in, make that picture right in front of you, really big, and change the focus so it's focused, and turn the colour, you know, bright and vivid, like it's on a video camera, you know, make your representation of your dream really exciting. And I was going to say something else there. So that's part of the research. Some of the research also shows things like, you know, people who write their goal down are far more likely to achieve it, you know, and people who share their goal are far more likely to achieve it. The language used around it, you know, whether you set your goal as, oh, I don't want to be nervous, or I don't want to hit that rock, that's not a good way to represent your goal, because you'll hit it, because you're focusing on the obstacles. Yeah, so that's right. So you change it around and say, right, if you're not nervous, what are you instead? Confident. Okay, oh, I want to be confident while I'm doing my race, you know? Self-talk, the right words really make a difference. And if you're not hitting the rock, what are you doing instead? Oh, actually, I'm looking past the rock to where I do want to land or turn or whatever. So, yeah, so coast to coast, or, you know, running your first half marathon, set a lot of richness around it. You know, what will you see if you've achieved your goal? What will you say to yourself? What will people be saying to you? And are you focusing on the right things, like, you know, you don't want blisters or you don't want chafing? Why don't you? No, you want to be enjoying it. You want to be running freely, you know. Change the words. Change the way you think about it, because it changes the representation and the right sort of chemicals that are released into your body.